Betty Firth is the program director at the Ely Folk School. It's Ely Winter Festival, started yesterday, goes through February 16th. Betty, thanks for talking with us today.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for calling.
So the throngs of people are probably starting to descend on Ely, huh?
They are. You can barely make your way across the street.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Well, tell us a little bit about, we want to hear about the Folk School, but also tell us a little bit about Winter Festival.
Well, the Winter Festival has all kinds of activities going on. The official kickoff is tonight. There was a snow carver's jam last night at the steakhouse, but tonight there's going to be a spaghetti feed, and then they have ceremonial opening in the park with lots of fire and light and fun. And then the art walk is going on throughout the Winter Festival with hundreds of pieces of art in the windows all over town. And with this mild weather, it makes it real easy to walk around and enjoy all of them. And all of the activities are at the ElyWinterFestival.com website. You can take a look at the calendar and see whether you'd like to be doing outdoor activities or indoor activities. And we have a lot of classes going on at the Folk School.
Have you been to the Beard Festival?
I have been, yes. I was, last year it didn't happen. I was there the year before.
Okay. What's it like to be surrounded by so many beards?
It's pretty astounding. And that is a mob scene, literally. There were, you had to elbow your way through. But even the first year that we did it, and they're the most fantastic, you know, when Sean Chosa brought up the idea of doing it and instigated it, I thought, well, who's gonna come to a beard fest? You know, I mean, what is this? And the first year it was wildly successful, and people coming from all over, and there apparently are sort of professional beard growers.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Who, at least quasi-professional, that have amazing beards with all these intricate whorls and twirls, and some of them are just massive, coming down to their belly button, and others are like mutton chops. You know, they have all kinds of really intricate dudes. And the most fun part of it for me was just seeing these guys who, you know, generally would not say 10 words if they could say it in two, and they're standing up on the stage and flexing their muscles and showing off their, you know. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Do people dress differently than they normally would when they're performing in a beard contest or being in a beard contest?
Not that I noticed.
Okay.
There might have been some people in, you know, like with a shirt and vest kind of going with the old-fashioned twirled mustache.
Sure, the handlebar.
Mustache look, but yeah.
But Heidi claims or says there is a bearded lady contest.
There is.
Can you explain that, please?
Well, maybe you'll just have to come over and see for yourself.
What kind of explanation do you need? A lady with a beard.
Well, a woman with a beard's not going to stand up there.
Sure.
Oh, sure they are. This is Ely. Come on.
Okay.
You can. So if you want to find information on the Great Nordic Beard Fest that's going on, and that is tomorrow, is that right? No, that's tonight.
It's tonight. Yep.
GreatNordicBeerFest.com. Oh, so, Betty, tell us what's going on at the Folk School.
Well, we've got all kinds of classes going on. We have over 25 classes that have been offered, and today we have four of them going on. If people are inclined to head this way today, but coming up are hand-stitching leather tomorrow, and that has room for some more folks. Swedish folk art painting, which is a type of rose mauling, and a nice guy photography class where you can learn how to take pictures of the aurora successfully and pictures of star trails. Les Conrad is teaching that, and he's a crackerjack photographer and instructor. coming up, we have pine needle basketry on Sunday, and making a Druzy agate necklace. Druzy is a beautiful crystal, and Kay Vandervoort is teaching that along with several other jewelry classes during the festival. On Monday, Elizabeth Engelke is teaching a Tree of Life necklace, which is a beautiful, looks like a wind dream catcher with made with beads, with a Tree of Life made in wire in the middle. It's a stunning piece of jewelry. And Monday also is a Voyager sash weaving class where you learn how to do finger weaving and make a traditional Voyager sash. And on Monday and Tuesday, I'm teaching a class on how to make a blanket coat. And people also have the option of, if they don't want to do the traditional capote type style, we'll figure out how to do something else if they want to do a poncho. So the focus of the class is kind of to understand how to make a coat for yourself without relying on a pattern. So that's kind of fun. And Tuesday night we have Voyager singing being offered by Lynn-Ann Vesper. And she is fluent in French and will be teaching some of the Voyager songs in French.
Can you, would you mind singing a little song? Because I don't quite know what,
yeah,
I don't know what a Voyager, I mean, you don't have to sing, but what does a Voyager song sound like?
Well, they used to sing in order to keep their energy up.
I
and
see.
To keep the rhythm.
Okay.
So, you know, the Voyagers were typically short. They didn't want to have great, big, tall, and heavy men in canoes because you can put more men in, less weight there and more weight in the packs, you know, the beaver hides and the fox hides and so on that they were carrying out. So the singing is like, I think that's typical in a lot of cultures that do any kind of canoeing or rowing or, you know, even like the recreational rowing teams will do the counting. They have the lead person that does the counting.
Okay.
So, yeah. And no, I won't sing one. I don't speak French.
I imagine something kind of boisterous, though, and you know,
boom.
Fists a-pumping kind of thing.
Yep. Keep that energy up.
Yeah.
Yep, real rhythmic. Yeah, I could sing Frère Jacques, but I can't sing one of those. I have heard them, but I didn't learn them. So.
Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot, Betty.
I don't think he is sorry, Betty. That's Betty Firth from the Ely Folk School. You can find a lot more information at elyfolkschool.org or find out about the Winter Festival, elywinterfestival.com. Betty, thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, Heidi.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.